Hi, this is Towers, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
Protesters gathered outside of the United States Consulate in Montreal this week to demand an end to the war in Iran. The protest was organized by the Iranian-Canadian Congress and the Palestinian Youth Movement. It was initially scheduled after President Donald Trump threatened to take out an entire civilization. Almost 24 hours before the protest, a ceasefire was made between the United States and Iran, though peace in the Middle East did not seem to last long, as hundreds of people were killed and injured in Lebanon by Israeli attacks. Mona Ghazemi, the president of the ICC, said it was another reason to hold a protest.
People felt that it was urgent to get in the streets to oppose those frankly genocidal statements by U.S. President Donald Trump. As well, yesterday there was additional hundreds of people in Lebanon who were killed, so it was a joint protest organized by the Palestinian Youth Movement and an Iranian-Canadian Congress, and also featuring Lebanon, of course, which we know is joint in the struggles of the people of the region.
Prime Minister Mark Carney welcomed the news of the ceasefire, calling it a positive development. Pakistani and Iranian officials have said the ceasefire agreement included Lebanon, while Israel and the U.S. have denied those claims. Prime Minister Carney on Wednesday said Canada wants to see the inclusion of Lebanon.
We say peace, we mean peace in the region, including Lebanon.
Mona and others who were at the protests want to see more action from the Canadian government.
We also want our Canadian government to take the right side and take the side of international law, really, because in previous statements, Mark Carney had supported the attacks against Iran with, you know, the claims that, you know, Iran was moving towards becoming a nuclear power with nuclear weapons. We've heard these claims many, many times over the years. Netanyahu likes to bring them forward every time as an excuse. But what we hope to see is a lasting peace, and a lasting peace can only come through justice. So in the at the level of international law, we think that Iran should be treated equally and not demonized in the way it has been.
Canada's Foreign Affairs Minister Anita Anand in February said a regime change would be needed to form a diplomatic relationship with Iran. Regime change has been one reason for the attacks from the United States, among many others. In February, Donald Trump told the Washington Post, "All I want is freedom for the people." Remarks that Mona approaches with caution.
Be careful and take a critical view of any foreign power which claims to be attempting to save another independent nation.
While peace in the Middle East seems to be uncertain, it is certain that protesters want the war to end.
For CJLO News, I'm Zach Jutra.
And good morning, CJLO. This is Dom, and we're back another Wednesday morning. It's 11 a.m. or 11:03 a.m. And yeah, we got a lot of indie rock for you today. I'm not exactly sure why. I guess this is just how things lined up. I feel like normally I have a lot of folk, and that's not the vibe this week, but that's okay. A few new things, mostly Canadian artists I forgot about. I wasn't struggling for CanCon, okay? All of these artists are ones that I like. However, I was like, for example, Always, I've never played on my show, and I saw them live 2 years ago. So I was like, what the heck? I'm going to play them today, and I am. That's actually my first song, Not My Baby. That was my favorite one that they played live, so I decided I should play that one. And second after that, we have Kid by Palace. This just came out Friday, maybe yesterday, Tuesday, one of those days. Very recent. Palace is a British band. I had a lot of friends who were really into Palace. I kind of forgot that they existed, but this song is kind of fun. And it kind of goes with the vibe that I've opened up at the beginning of the show. And thirdly, we have acetone, because I was listening to so much acetone this week. Shout out Paul, because I'm pretty sure he recommended them to me. But also, my sibling, Annalise, was extremely... I don't know the word, but we were studying the library together and she was like, you need to listen to this album. And this album is stellar and is a great study album. So this is my favorite track, Chew. That was my favorite track from that album. It's the very last one, or the second last one. I think it might be the last one. I forget. Those are the first three we got. I don't feel that talkative this morning. But if you're tuning in, thank you for tuning in. I know a lot of my friends and family are listening right now, so I love you guys. Thank you for tuning in. Not that much is going on in Montreal this week, I feel. Lots of finals and stuff. I feel like, actually, Palomine is performing at Sodorenia with a bunch of other people, I think, on the 28th, but that's not this week. Well, I guess that's within 7 days of today, so it is this week, but you know what I mean. I think of weeks as like Monday to Monday, or Sunday to Monday to Sunday, that, or whatever. You know, that's how I think of my weeks. I think of them very linearly, and I think of them like in like the way that I see a calendar. And that's just how I am. And that's enough out of me. This is Not My Baby by Always. Enjoy.
was there on the upside, and I touched the sun and made a wish for you. And if I say it's my desire to see you too, it's all good, I'll wait patiently for the moon. I count the days till I will see you, 'cause I'm miles away and kid, I love you. We'll drive away with you around the sunroof. We'll be miles away and I love you.
Want to know the easiest way to help out your favorite community radio station? Well, there's this thing called the Community Radio Initiative. The National Campus and Community Radio Association and stations from across the country, like ours, are asking the federal government for direct funding for our sector. For CJLO's part, there are so many people at our station that are truly passionate about radio, and getting that funding would allow us to do so much more on and off the air. So if you want to help us out, head on over to mycri.ca. There's a letter writing campaign going on right now, and on that site, you'll find a tool that will generate an email for your MP and a bunch of other ministers in about 30 seconds. Again, that site is mycri.ca. Thanks for your support.
It's a miserable Friday night. I'm so lonely, and nobody will give me a ride to the Grateful Dead concert. Oh, Rance.
Don't fret. There's always Brave New Jams, your source for the best in improvisational rock and roll. That's Brave New Jams, Saturday, 10 p.m. till midnight, on CJLO, 1690 a.m., CJLO.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to CJ Low, 1690 AM. I'm your host, Dom, and this is my show, Unheard Of, where I talk about new music, one of which you just heard. That wasn't Chew by Acetone, but that is what you just heard. Before that, you heard Kid by Palace, which is the new song I was referring to. And before that, you heard Not My Baby by Always, which is a band from Toronto. So yay, Canadian! And they perform semi-often. I saw them at Blues Fest, and that was really good. So I would highly recommend them live. They opened for The Smile, so unfortunately, I wasn't that locked into their concert because I was so excited to see The Smile. And that was an experience for sure. Yeah. Next up, we have Something in the Wind by Ada Leah. I don't actually think I've played her on my show before, but I really like this song. And I also think it is worth mentioning that I saw her, she is from Montreal, but I saw her in London, the United Kingdom, to be specific, because I was really, really into this artist, who I'm still really into, called Allegra Krieger, and she was touring with Ada Leah, and I really, really wanted to see her. So I coincidentally saw a Montreal artist, but I was really there for the opener. But both were really good. I think she was sick. Ada was. So that was kind of funny because it was like the end of her tour and she was like, well, I guess close to the end. And she was like, I've been sick. And she was like, I'm sorry. So I remember that more than a lot of things. But I remember her singing the Bob Dylan's Haircut song. And I don't think she played this one, Something in the Wind, but I really like this one. So that is the one I am playing. After that, we have a new song called No Driver by Widowspeak. This is one of two singles that was recently released. This band, I researched them. I think they're from New York. If not, they're from LA. They're probably from LA, I think. LA or New York. And I think they are both like from other bands. I feel like I'm lying now. I don't remember all the details. I can't remember. I can't be an encyclopedia of knowledge all the time, so I'm sorry. But also, it's kind of my job as a radio host, so I'll stop yapping about things I don't know about. But No Driver is a very nice song. Kind of goes with the like indie rock thing that the vibe that I've curated thus far. After No Driver, we have I Know by Swap Meet. This is new. This just came out, and I really like it. And that is all. It's one of two singles as well. So lots of singles, upcoming music. We love to hear it. That is all I have to say. I feel like I'm not doing a good job of talking today. I feel like I'm rambling and saying nothing. So I'm sorry for that. But make sure to keep tuning in, guys, because unlike most of, or I'm assuming most, maybe half of the CJ Lowe staff, I'm not leaving immediately after university's over. So keep tuning in, guys, because I'll still be here bringing you the newest tracks from Into the Summer, which is actually a blessing because there are so many albums that are coming out, and I was so worried I wouldn't be able to play them and get my new music fix. Because then I was like, when I'm back in September, then they won't be new anymore, but I will still get to play them. There's lots of good stuff coming out, guys. I'm really excited. But I'll stop talking about that. This is Something in the Wind by Ada Leah. I hope you enjoy.
Love is all there is. easy to believe you know the road by heart. But all things rust and all things rattle apart.
Sorry, guys, you don't get that one yet. But welcome back. You are listening to CJ Low 1690 AM, and not that like nine. It wasn't even 9 seconds. That was like 4 seconds. Whatever you just heard, that wasn't that. Before that, you heard "I Know" by Swap Meet, which is Australian, by the way. I totally lied. They're Australian from their upcoming album that comes out on my dad's birthday. July 17th. So look out for that album because I actually love this song. They have another single called Sand, which I need to check out. Before that, you heard No Driver by Widow Speak. And before that, you heard Something in the Wind by Adalia, who is a Montreal artist. That her voice in that song reminds me so much of another artist or band, and I cannot remember what. But I know that I have probably played an artist by this band before. So if you guys remember, or if her voice reminds you of somebody, tell me, because I know that, like, her voice, like, the specific, like, timbre, is that even the right word? Just the way that she's singing really reminds me of somebody else. Anyway, next up we have One Evening by Feist, which did start playing, but that was my fault. But also the crossfade was too quick, guys. I had to fix the crossfade. Don't do that to me. Yeah, One Evening by Feist. Shout out to Finn for putting me on Feist. I love Feist. Canadian, lovely, and also a member of Broken Social Scene, which I forgot was a thing, which is maybe bad on my part, maybe controversial that I forgot about that detail. After that, we have Long Days, No Dreams by Water From Your Eyes from Chicago. Chicago mention. This is not new, but I found this song yesterday and I like it. So yeah. After that, we have, oh no, Coquihalla. I don't know why I didn't try to pronounce that before. By Angela Begin or Beijing. I think it's Begin because there's no accent, but she is a CJ Lo DJ and a lovely, lovely Montreal artist. I saw her at Lilith Fair in January. I don't remember the months. I have to stop doing this. But this is a lovely, lovely new single from her. And she kindly requested that the CJ Lo DJs play it. So I would love to play it because I really like it. And that's what we got. So we got two Canadian artists in this one too. So I've really been hitting my CanCon, guys. You're welcome. I'm really putting you on. And also check out my Spotify if you want all of the Canadian artists that I've been playing, because I like made a master list yesterday, because sometimes I just convince myself I forget every Canadian artist ever, but then it's like there are literally hundreds, and I actually play a decent amount of Canadian content as I am instructed to. So if you want to check that out, check my Spotify, because that's where I curate my things. So I honestly think I'm not going to speak anymore. We don't have too much time left. And the last song is a doozy. Not a doozy as in it's bad. It's 5 minutes long, which is, I guess, a little bit long. Not that long. It's fine. I'm going to stop talking. This is One Evening by Feist. Please enjoy. yeah, that's all I'm going to say.
The evening was long, my guesses were true, you saw me see you. That's something you said, the timing was right, the pleasure was mine. The time and the place, the look on your face, sincerest of eyes. If you're ready,
thank you. dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Blue. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
If you like served with a side of a little bit of and a heaping helping of then you're gonna love BVST, your best and worst of rock and roll, country, punk, and metal, every Wednesday from 7 to 9, right here on CJLO 1690 AM.
Well, now
welcome back. You just heard Coquihalla. I feel like I'm saying that so wrong. I'm sorry, Angela. Angela Began. That is such a great track. Good work. The production is awesome, and I love it so much. Before that, you heard Long Days, No Dreams by Water From Your Eyes. And before that, you heard One Evening by Feist. My mom actually texted me during this and said that she saw Feist in like 2011. So that's sick. I wish I could see Feist. Feist, come to Montreal, please. Okay, we are nearing the end of the show. I want to thank you for tuning in. You are listening to CJ Low 1690 AM, obviously. And this is my show, Unheard Of. And my name is Dom, obviously. Anyway. Then the last song I have for you today is Alive in the Tone by Pretend. And I could go on forever about this band. This is from like 2011 or 2000. It might have been before 2000, like 2005. I don't know. But it's from an album called Bones in the Soil, Rust in the Oil. My friend from like the beginning of high school put me onto this album. It's fantastic, fantastic album. I would highly recommend. A great study album, great summer album. It's so sunny and beautiful. The guitar is amazing. I love it so much. And I'm surprised I haven't played this band on my show. Not much is known about this band. I don't know if I already said that. And they're not active anymore. But they are called Pretend, and this is Alive in the Tone. It is 5 minutes long, and they have longer songs. There's one that's like 16 minutes on this album. But I hope you guys enjoy. Thank you for tuning in, and have a lovely day. See you.
Sing about love. Sing about mystery. Sing about time. Sing about history. Thank you.
listening to CJL.